The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. Good morning. Or maybe it's afternoon where you are, or even evening. Wherever you are, sending a warm, warm welcome. So, some of you may be wondering, wait, this isn't Gil. Yes, so for those of you who don't know me, I'm Diana Clark. I'm sitting in for Gil this morning, who is having cataract surgery. So, may that go well, and may the recovery go well. So, I'm going to be continuing with the series on the Brahma Viharas, and specifically on compassion. And today, we're going to practice with and talk a little bit about cultivating compassion. I'll say for me that this is one of the most, I don't know, it's a beautiful aspect of Buddhist practice that sometimes doesn't get the, I don't know what the word is, the respect, the recognition that maybe it needs. This whole idea that we can cultivate heart qualities. We don't have to leave it up to chance, or we don't have to leave it up to getting all the right conditions in place. But instead, this is something that we can make it more likely that we will respond to our life with some warm-heartedness and some warmth. And then, of course, our lives just unfold differently if we show up with some warmth, openness. So that's a little bit of the journey we'll take together today. So to begin this loving kindness, I'm sorry, to begin practice this morning, we'll just begin by establishing ourselves and settling into a meditation posture that feels comfortable. So a posture that has some alertness and some uprightness. Uprightness either literally or figuratively. Maybe it's best for your body if you're not sitting upright. But maybe there's a way in which there could be a sense of uprightness or an energetic sense that's not rigid, but instead allowing a quality of relaxation or softness into the posture. Settling into the body, with a sense of balance. With this kind of the dignity of the balance. With wakefulness and softness, relaxation. A sense of openness or spaciousness, if that's possible, available. And taking a moment to feel into the simple sensations. Maybe the backside connecting with the chair or cushion. Keeping it simple. What does it actually feel like right now to be sitting here? Maybe tuning into the sensations of contact of the feet and the legs touching the floor, the chair, whatever it might be, cushion, mat. Feeling grounded, feeling connected. Maybe bringing some attention to the hands. How do they feel right now? Tuning into those sensations. Might notice what the hands are touching. Is it soft or rough? In a really simple way. Just noticing. And noticing the sensations, maybe like inside the hands, or the sensations of having hands. Maybe there's tingling, maybe there's pressure, whatever it might be. Tuning in to the sensations in the hands in a really simple way. No need to strain or strive. Just keeping it easy, relaxed. And then bringing that same quality of attention to the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement in the chest or abdomen or maybe the nose. Feeling the rhythm of breathing. natural that the mind will get lost in thought. Just very simply, gently, begin again with the sensations of breathing. When we find ourselves lost in thought, we don't have to make it a problem. We just, with some warmth, gentleness, we could use the language receive the sensations of the breath, just opening to that. Feeling the expansion and contraction, the stretching, pulling. And then we can do some loving kindness now that we have a certain foundation with being connected to the body, to the sensations of the body, the present moment. With all these Brahma Vihara practices, we start where it's easy. Start where it's easy. So bring to mind a lovable being. Someone for whom it's natural, easy, uncomplicated to feel warmth, care, goodwill towards this being. Some people use their imaginations for kittens, puppies, babies. I can't help but smile when I say these. Or maybe there's someone in your life that you just, the heart sings in some kind of way when you bring them to mind. Or maybe it's not someone that you know so well, but someone who has had a big impact on your life that you feel very appreciative. A coach, a mentor, a teacher, a leader, a friend. So bringing the lovable being to mind. And connecting with your warmth, your care, kindness, metta, love for this person, for this being. Some people find it helpful to connect by connecting with the image, using the imagination. the image of the lovable being. Some people find it helpful to place some attention in the heart area, allowing that to soften and open and radiate. Some people find it helpful to use phrases to help connect with a sense of warmth and care. You can use phrases like, "May you be safe." May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Connecting with the lovable being, with love, with goodwill, warmth, benevolence, respect, care. And then to do some compassion practice, can recognize that all beings have difficulties, whether it's disappointments in their life, some physical pain, discomfort, or loss. All kinds of loss. So we can imagine the lovable being having some difficulties, maybe not the most tragic or difficult. Again, we start where it's easy. And to connect with the tenderness, the care, that arises when we imagine, consider, remember the difficulties the lovable being is experiencing or has experienced. Again, there's no need to go to the most difficult, the most troubling. And can we connect with that, with both the lovable being and with a sense of their having dukkha, stress, discomfort. And tuning into, becoming sensitive to the tenderness that arises. Again, some people find it helpful to connect with the image using the mind's eye, so to speak. And that helps create the conditions for the tenderness in the heart that's already there to come forth. Some people find it helpful to tune into the bodily experience of this tenderness towards the lovable being who's having difficulties. The feeling in the heart center, maybe. And some people find it helpful to say phrases to help them connect with this compassion. We might say something like, "May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace." We do compassion practice. It's a way to tenderize the heart in some kind of way, so that we can show up for ourselves and show up for others with openness and warmth and care. Which turns out to be transformative, both for ourselves and for others that we meet. So may our practicing compassion together this morning, today, be for the benefit of all beings, everywhere.